This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order Thursday he said was aimed at reining in social media platforms, although analysts doubt it will survive legal scrutiny. The president said his action is meant to protect and uphold the free speech rights of the American people.
The choices that Twitter makes when it chooses to suppress, edit, blacklist, shadow, ban, are editorial decisions, pure and simple. They're editorial decisions. In those moments, Twitter ceases to be a neutral public platform and they become an editor with a viewpoint.
The move comes after Twitter added a warning phrase to two of Trump's tweets decrying vote-by-mail efforts. The warning tells users to get the facts about mail-in ballots. The president had earlier threatened to shut down social media platforms, something legal experts doubt could be done without an act of Congress. The United States, Britain, Australia, and Canada on Thursday condemned China's decision to impose a national security law on Hong Kong, saying it would dramatically erode its autonomy and threaten its stability and prosperity. As Reuters' Libby Hogan reports, the joint statement says China's move threatens Hong Kong's place in the world as a bastion of freedom.
The bill tackles subversion, separatism, terrorism, and foreign interference, and could see Chinese intelligence agencies set up in Hong Kong. Protesters see the bill as a move by Beijing that delivers a severe blow to the city's freedoms. Around the world, the US, Britain, and the European Union have expressed concerns for the former British colony and one of the world's financial hubs.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Roughly 2.1 million people applied for unemployment benefits last week. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department reports more than 2.1 million people applied for jobless benefits last week. That's down from the previous week as restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus are eased in many states and businesses gradually reopen. The total number of people who have lost their jobs in the weeks since the virus struck has now reached 41 million. However, with companies calling some laid-off employees back, the number of people now receiving unemployment aid stands at 21 million. The national jobless rate was 14.7% in April, the highest since the Great Depression. And many economists expect it to be closer to 20% in May. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. National Security Agency is warning that Russian hackers have penetrated a key email server in the United States. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The National Security Agency issued an advisory Thursday warning that Russian military hackers have been infiltrating a major email server program since last August or earlier. The NSA says the intrusions of the Exim mail transfer agent have been carried out by the Russian military group known as Sandworm. That's the same hacking group that interfered in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and carried out a 2017 cyber attack targeting businesses that operate in Ukraine. Exim, which is widely used, mostly runs on Unix-type operating systems. I'm Mike Gracia.
Search teams on Thursday recovered the cockpit voice recorder from the wreckage of a Pakistani airliner that crashed last week. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
The Airbus A320 came down in a crowded residential district of Karachi. Only two people survived. Pakistani officials and Airbus investigators are collecting evidence at the site as they try to determine the cause of the country's worst airline disaster in years.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Entertainers Chris Rock and Rosie Perez are teaming up to encourage New Yorkers to wear a mask as the state begins to emerge from its coronavirus lockdown. AP's Margie Zaralletta reports.
Chris Rock and Rosie Perez joined New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to promote social distancing and mask wearing. Rock says he came prepared.
I got the test today. I just got tested to come out here. I got a 65, so just passed.
Rock says he's not really one to call out anyone for not wearing a mask. Perez says she has no problem with that.
I try to bring some levity into the equation, and I say, hey, do the right thing. Put your mask on. Come on, people.
I'm Archie Zaralletta.
Reporting by remote, I'm David.